to our weekly Outlook podcast. I'm João, and today I have both Helena and Sara here with me to update you with the latest news from this week. Starting with you, Helena, I heard you have remarkable news to tell us this week. Is this right?
Yes, that's right. But first, hello João and Sara, and hello everyone. As you said, João, this week I have remarkable and wonderful news to share with all of you that makes me very happy and proud. This Wednesday, Portugal became the country with the highest complete vaccination rate in the world against COVID-19. As stated in the Direção-Geral de Saúde's weekly vaccination report, 80% of the Portuguese population, which is equivalent to 8.2 million of people, has already completed the vaccination process. And 85%, meaning more than 8.8 million of people, already have the first dose. However, I have to say that if we consider the total vaccination coverage, Portugal falls to the second place, right behind the United Arab Emirates, with 86.94% and 89.89% of people vaccinated with the first and second doses, respectively.
Still, Helena, this is great news.
Yes, totally. I don't even have any doubts about it.
Sara, moving on to you. What other big news do you have for us this week?
Hi, João. Hi, Helena. Hi, everyone who is listening to us. The Norwegian parliamentary elections held on Monday had a quite surprising result. For the first time in 8 years, the Labour Party has won, declaring an end of conservative government under Erna Solberg. The leader, Jonas Gram Støre, will try to form a government after the great success of his campaign focused on climate change and Norway's oil industry. Norway's biggest export is oil, and the Green Party campaigned to close production down in a few years to curb the country's carbon emission. Despite losing one seat in the parliament, the Labour Party won 48 of them, while Solberg's Conservatives only have 36, less 9 seats than in 2017.
Whoa, the result is really surprising. It is a complete change in the Norwegian parliamentary structure.
I would say that this is a reflection of the ideological shift and the change in the way we look at certain causes, such as environment or inequality, for instance. But changing the subject, João, what news related to banking did you choose for us this week?
Well, for those who don't know yet, Goldman Sachs is acquiring GreenSky. As Goldman Sachs is pushing further into consumer finance, the investment bank is acquiring the buy now, pay later fintech for $2.24 billion. It is an all-stock deal for GreenSky, called the biggest fintech platform for home improvement loans, in a release announcing the transaction, and it is expected to close by the first quarter of 2022, the company said on Wednesday. The move helps Goldman ramp up consumer finance, a huge opportunity outside of its historic domain of investment banking, trading, and wealth management for the rich. Goldman began in retail banking 5 years ago. Since then, it has added both automated investing and personal finance, as well as partnerships with Amazon, Apple, and JetBlue. And Sarah, regarding climate, it seems that potty trained cows is one of the pets to adopt if we want to save the planet.
Completely, maybe, most of us don't know. But farmed cattle produced each day around 66 to 88 pounds of feces and 8 gallons of urine. Nevertheless, the spread of their waste contaminates the soil and local waterways, and this is a huge problem. It has also been assumed that cows are not able to control defecation or urination. Still, a group of researchers from Germany decided to test if it is possible to potty train a cow. The method used for this training is to reward the animal only when they use the toilet correctly. The calves were trained for 45 minutes every other day, and after 10 training days, the team had managed to successfully train 11 out of 16 calves involved in the experiment. But talking about other innovative experiences that aspire to revolutionize the world as we know it today and change the way we live, tell us, João, about SpaceX Inspiration 4.
This Wednesday evening, history was made. From NASA's facility in Florida, SpaceX launched its Inspiration 4 mission and successfully brought its all-civilian crew into orbit. It was the first crew launched to orbit by the company. And most importantly, it was the first time a crew was made up entirely of non-professional astronauts. Aboard were Commander Jared Isaacman, pilot Sean Proctor, medical officer Ali Arsenault, and mission specialist Chris Sembrowski. Despite the main goal of spaceflight to raise 200 million for the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, the multi-drug trip was paid for an undisclosed amount by Zegman.
I think it's wonderful to associate this revolutionized experiment to such a noble cause to raise funds for the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
Yes, me too, Sarah. Me too. Coming back to you, Elena. Delta Economy? What is it? The name alone made me very curious to know more about it.
I think you are already aware of this, João. Nowadays, consumers may expect not to get everything they want when they want. For a long time, Amazon and online shopping made consumers expect everything they purchased to be delivered to their doorsteps instantaneously. Due to the pandemic, more people began to shop online. However, as the number of consumers increased, the global supply chain also suffered some disruptions. In the past 18 months, situations such as product and extended delays start to be more common, leading to clients' frustration. Experts on consumer psychology think that the pandemic era changed the instant gratification of acquiring something into the uncertainty over when stuff will be in stock.
You are right, Elena. I was already aware of that. The pandemic brought a lot of changes in our daily lives, and I would say that consumption was one of the biggest changes. In fact, I truly believe that supply chains were not prepared for the change that occurred, and the consequences are out there.
Yeah, exactly. 100% agree. And now, moving on to our last topic for this week. What is going on with Facebook, Instagram, and Zuckerberg?
Basically, lawmakers demand answers from Zuckerberg after investigation finds Instagram is toxic for teen girls. A Wall Street Journal report this Tuesday found internal studies at Facebook which had determined that a significant negative impact on teenage girls was being caused by its social network Instagram. The report revealed Facebook's awareness of this impact, including an internal presentation that said that 32% of teen girls said Instagram made them feel even worse when they were feeling bad about their bodies. Now, lawmakers across both parties and Chamber of Congress are demanding answers from Facebook about how its services impact the mental health of teens and children.
I would say that mental health is one of the biggest questions and problems of the century. And in my opinion, it is very important to talk about this, to talk about mental health. Unfortunately, all over the world, millions of people suffer from depression, anxiety, or self-esteem problems, as is the case you mentioned. And this is just to name a few, because there are many more. I really believe that in the first place, we have to feel good about ourselves and feel good about our own body. And in this specific case, let us not forget that we are talking about teenagers. So let's see what answers Facebook will give to us.
Completely agree, Elena. You took the words out of my mouth. So I can only wish our listeners a good weekend, and we'll be back next week to update you with the main news.